The group, which included some students who'd been suspended or expelled from elementary school, held up signs reading, "Give kids second chances," and "More help, less punishment." Molly Schack with the Ohio Student Association says the worst story she's heard involves suspensions at schools she says are underfunded and under-resourced.
These are not what the policies were intended for serious fights or for weapons or for drugs. These are for kids being disruptive or being late. You know, we have kids that get suspended for truancy, actually.
The group is supporting a bill that would overturn the 16-year-old state law requiring schools to adopt zero-tolerance policies. But it would still require mandatory year-long expulsions of students who bring guns to school. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.